These are the things that make people bitter. But I said, God will pay the 50. Now skip over them. Otherwise, you will sink. Who hasn't been rejected? Who hasn't been discriminated against? I don't know what you all are talking about. I've gone through all of that. But the more they chase me, the stronger I get, the more powerful. They went up on the price. I said, okay, fine. I'm not going to fly a jet uninsured. We paid the money. And then ended up not buying the citation. So when I heard it, I followed up with him. He said, you know, the beauty of it all is that this airplane has been inspected by some of the best, actually the number one maintenance shop in America has inspected this thing. I want you to see the God of Resurrection. And every time this airplane is inspected, the deal will fall through. You have to understand, when you buy an airplane, the seller will do their own inspection. They find all called discrepancies, the things that don't meet the FAA standard. Then they will fix all of that. Then you, the buyer, will come in with your own inspection team. Then they will inspect it. And then whatever discrepancies found, then the seller will have to fix them before the deal closes. But each inspection costs like $30,000, $40,000 before you start looking, you know, at what needs to be fixed. It's a process. It's not like buying a car. As is. There's no as is. So they said that this airplane was inspected at the number one maintenance shop in America, and the deal fell through. And then it was inspected again by the number two, you know, maintenance shop in Tennessee, you know, and then the deal fell through. And then finally, it was brought to War Daddy, and Ricky went through it himself and readied it for sale. He said, Chica, forget the inspections. Let's make them a cash offer. We will take this airplane. I will stand behind it, and no matter what comes, I'll be here to help you. Let's bypass all of that and make them a low-ball offer. And we made the offer. I was sitting there. The guy went off. He blew off in anger. How can you bring such a thing to me, Ricky? You know we spent $200,000 fixing this airplane with you. You know how much we got in this airplane. Why would you bring this low-ball offer, even beneath our cost? And in the middle of his rage, he stopped. He said, okay, if they will close in 10 days, they can have it. Do you hear what I'm saying? So my mama didn't raise any lazy behind. I called Deaconess and said, okay, let's get to work. We work day and night and get everything done. Hey, come on, he deserves a better shout. Yeah. And we paid cash. Yeah. Trusting that God will pay it. That's courage.
Amen.
You stare down catastrophe in the face and act on it. Until then, you are just talking. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. There will be no breakthroughs. There will be no miracles. And I keep celebrating. We'll get into the text, and I'll show you all the revelations and more stories to come. But I've said, from 2020, we bought the plane and launched Glorify USA immediately in December 2020. This is March 2024, and we're about to launch Glorify USA 2024. That means we have done it already. 3 years. And God has paid every dime. And we've not raised any money from anyone. I am testifying of my faith, my courage, my boldness. So that none of you will have any excuse. Courage. That's the same way we'll start the Stadium Crusades. I told you each of them will cost $1 million. But you will see me, as soon as God gives me the signal, I will start it. And you'll watch him pay every dime. And I will still not raise a dime from anybody. He told me, come here and wrap yourself up and wait on me on this altar until I give it to you. Do you have courage? Do you even know what courage is? James says, show me your faith without your works. Then I will show you my faith by my works. Courage is faith acted out at the risk of total failure. But you know there's no failure in God.
Amen.
If the thing fails, God wasn't in it.
Amen.
Now look at this. He said that the wealth of the sinner is reserved for the just. It was in our last month that the man that sold the plane to us heard. First of all, after they sold the plane to us, they did not believe that we'll have the money to operate. They kept calling to check how we were doing. I'm telling you, they didn't believe. So now, 4 years into it, almost 4 years, it will be 4 years in December, they see that we are afloat, and then they heard that we are buying this plane that we just bought, and they were even surprised. You mean they've got money left? Okay, now watch. And the man said, you know, I sold that plane to them at 80% discount. And they asked him, why did you do that? He said, I was afraid of COVID. Hallelujah. Watch now. I was afraid of COVID, and I let all that money go. But why did God make him do it? Because I obeyed him and overcame COVID. And COVID went and got inheritance for me. I went to the airport and saw a Challenger 601 jet standing there. I said, whose is this? They said, oh, it's the same people, Ogara Jets, and they're selling it. I said, how much do they want for it? It was $3.7 million more than I paid. Peter and John said to the man at the gate, silver and gold have we not, but such as we have. If you have not, if you don't have money, then better have faith. But if you don't have money and you don't have faith, let the cows come home. Faith obtained for me what money couldn't give me.
Amen.
I'm asking you once again as I pray, do you have courage? You are saying yes, you do. But I'm going to shock you, because when we come to December 31st, in the New Year service, I will ask you for your testimony of what your faith and courage accomplished.
Amen.
You see, mine is already, I just delivered Golden Eagle.
Yay.
Hallelujah. I'm in training already. Before long, I'll start flying it. Here's the beautiful baby. That's our latest airplane we just bought.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. It's the Golden Eagle. You see me there? I'll be flying this one. No pilots needed. Moi is the pilot. The leaders don't have anything to worry about. I will take them and bring them home safely. Hey, I'm competent. I'm well trained. And I'm going back in to get trained some more on this airplane. Hallelujah. We're going to fix it all up. I want to do interior over, brand new paint job, make it resurrection.
Amen.
This message is so important and so critical. You notice God gave these things you see me doing to other people, and they failed. God has given things to you, and many of you failed. And now he's giving you a second chance to pass what you failed. And he put you under somebody who is modeling it for you, demonstrating it for you, so you will have no excuses. Next Sunday, I will get into the text and take you deeper. Well okay, one decree a month. So before March runs out, we'll have time to finish it. Because there's so many exciting things to tell you.
Amen.
Didn't you learn so much from the first message?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The decree did not say, I am going to get courage. You are saying that?
Amen.
You have it. Then act on it.
Amen.
Act on it. Stand to your feet. Even though we are just beginning this journey, but you yourself know where you failed.
Amen.
You know where you didn't get the job done. You know where you chickened out when the numbers faced you. And then you started hearing and hawing and ducking. Faith does not work. God does not prearrange everything. Faith doesn't work, you know, when everything is all prearranged. No. Faith works. Because you believe God. You have to believe him first before
Amen. He
will touch the circumstances.
Amen.
He sent Abram to the promised land. And when he got there, he didn't meet a prosperous land. He met a land besieged with famine. That's why he went to Egypt. And God had to send him back. So I'm encouraging you to humble yourself and learn what I'm teaching you.
Amen.
Stop claiming that you have it when you haven't done it. It's not emotion. You actually have to do it. In situations where, like I know in your family, you guys did that, what you call it? Golf cart.
Oh yeah,
the solar power golf cart. And it didn't work. But that doesn't mean that that's a closed chapter. Now you're under resurrection. You have to be open to God. because we never give up on anything. God can resuscitate that dream and make it a victory in Jesus' name. I bless you with it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So lift your hands. If you know that you were intimidated by the numbers or by the circumstances and you chickened out, come on, ask the Lord to forgive you and restore grace unto you now. Restore grace unto you. If I allow Satan to have his way, me coming down with COVID would have defeated me. But I refused and walked by my faith and overcame COVID, and COVID delivered millions of dollars discount to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pray right now, because God has assigned us as a church to produce millions of dollars for his kingdom.
Yes, thank you.
That's a grace upon this house.
Thank
That's a
you,
grace
Lord.
Upon all of us.
Thank you, Lord.
To produce miraculous money, supernatural increase. But you must follow the pattern. You must act accordingly as I have acted, knowing what God has said, knowing that he will answer. This is not talk. We must do it in 2024.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, pray right now before I close. I know I've went over, but just pray. Pray right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wherever you felt defeated, get back up. Make an invocation that the God that delivered Apostle, the God that placed you under my covering, will recover your loss and give you the grace to win where you failed. In Jesus' name. Start making decrees. This failure shall not stand. This failure shall not stand. In the name of Jesus, I recover everything I lost. Make these decrees. Make these decrees. Thank you, Lord. Come on, lift your hands and thank him. Tell him you trust him, that he will recover you and he will cause you to triumph. Hallelujah. Thank him that your decrees will come to pass. Hallelujah. That glory is coming down right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. I felt that glory. Come down. Receive it. Yes, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In Jesus' name, receive it. Come on, lift your hands again. Lord, I stand on behalf of my sons and daughters. I ask you for grace. You know we are weak, but we are strong. Grant them grace, Lord, to recover any place they have lost. Whatever failed will not fail under the resurrection glory. Thank you. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for lifting them. Thank you for prospering them. Thank you. Hallelujah. I call for corn and wine. Millions, millions, millions of dollars in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance, give you light, and give you peace. I decree resurrection grace, resurrection glory, resurrection anointing upon your life, upon your destiny, upon anything you set your hands on, it shall prosper. In the name of the Father, Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, and the Redeemer of the Lord, shout it, amen. Shout amen. One more amen. You are not done shouting. He says, shout seven hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Beloved, for 3 days now, we have brought to you testimonies, practical examples, situations you have to face in your own life because you've had the same experiences. You just have handled them the wrong way. Many of you, as I said, got bitter over what was God's opportunity in your life had you had the right attitude to say, excuse me, that if man rejected you, God will intervene and still crown you, and still give you a breakthrough. We've taught you, and then when you do and prevail, don't expect them to rejoice. They will never. They will never. Stop inviting them. They won't come. It's an amazing thing. From the time God gave us Iguan till now, it's 3 years now. In December, it will be 4 years. None of my so-called friends have come to see it. Not one. Not one. So don't worry about these people. That's how you know who turkeys are. Run with eagles. They rejoice at your breakthrough. They want you to do better because they know that as you're doing better, they will do better because you're in the realm of God. They want to connect with that supernatural flow. So drop your Mickey Mouse judgments and bitterness and call that number today and repent. Repent. Stop making excuses. Repent for not acting by faith. Repent for not exercising courage to take God at his word and move on to that business and move on to do what you know God has told you to do. Remember, we said the first step is to hear from God, not to step out presumptuously. In the 41 years I've been ministering in the Atlanta area, I have seen so many presumptuous things. You see a man, you're not walking by faith, you don't even tithe, you're not in covenant with God. You're broke, things are messed up, And all of a sudden, you get a credit card in the mail, it's 26%, and you believe that you can make the payment. All of a sudden, you walk strong in faith by covetousness. That is not faith. You walk strong in presumption. And then you sign and claiming that God has moved. And tomorrow everything is repossessed. That is not faith. That is stupidity and foolishness. Remember, you pass the test of the first level, then God will move you to the next. Then God will move you to the next. As you pass, you grow in faith. You don't start out believing God for cancer to be healed, but you never believe God for a headache. See, that's presumption. If you have faith that God heals, then start with your headache. Start with your menstrual cramps. Start with anything. Yes, I've dealt with my children on those things. That devil was so fierce in my house. I screamed at it, no! My daughter jumped up and got up from the floor where she'd been crying and writhing in pain and screamed too. And that spirit left till today. There's so much available to you for you to use your faith in and on. No more excuses. The breakthrough is here. No more excuses. The testimony is here. No more excuses. The example has been set before you. Come to Bible study tonight and learn along. 7 to 9 p.m. We don't keep you longer than that. It will change your life. We are learning our covenants. And the way I feel like when I finish running through it, I'll start again until my members start walking in all of it. There's no point to say we've learned it because I've been teaching it and I'm looking to see the people walk according to it. I'm still watching. We must get it. Otherwise, we're not going anywhere fast. And you need to come learn along so you can go from going to church and nothing ever changes to a supernatural life of breakthrough and blessing. May God grant it to you as you obey. Put your seed in the fertile soil of this ministry. God will honor it and prove it to you that resurrection is for keeps. God bless you. See you tomorrow.